So these are the four things that one should do at this present critical juncture in world history. Let me remind you of them because they are very important. First of all, one should try to develop oneself. That comes first. Secondly, join a spiritual community. Be in contact with other individuals or potential individuals. Three, withdraw your support from all anti-spiritual forces, all forces or groups that weaken the ideal of individuality. And fourthly and lastly, exert whatever influence for good, i.e. influence in the direction of individuality, that you can in those groups of which unavoidably you happen to be a member. So if sufficient people do this, if sufficient people do these four things, then more and more individuals will be produced. And as more and more individuals are produced, spiritual communities will multiply. You will never have one worldwide spiritual community. It would then very rapidly become a group. But you could have a sort of network of spiritual communities which extend all over the globe, and many of the members of which are in contact with one another, which exert a sort of silent, unseen influence. A few days ago I was reading a very beautiful poem by a modern poet, and it ended on a rather earthy note. The author of the poem concluded by saying, "What are we? What are we?" She was talking about what we would call individuals. She said, "We are earthworms." To be an earthworm is a very high ideal. We are earthworms because we are just burrowing underneath the foundations of the existing order. And the earthworm is a very humble, insignificant creature. But if enough little earthworms just burrow away underneath the foundations of even the loftiest and strongest buildings, they loosen the soil. So the soil starts crumbling away, the foundations will subside. And we must be much more like that, earthworms. So after reading this poem, I said to a friend who was with me, I said, "Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a magazine and call it The Earthworm." Because this is really our function, to be, as it were, earthworms. So if a sufficiently large number of people, of individuals, are, as it were, earthworms, burrowing, tunnelling, withdrawing their support, loosening the soil, then these, not only these structures, these groups, but the current world problems associated with them will sort of, we may say, collapse. The centre of gravity will shift. The centre of gravity in world affairs will shift if this sort of thing happens. It will shift from the conflicting group or groups to the cooperating, indirectly or directly cooperating, spiritual communities. And when that achieves, when, as it were, the influence of the spiritual communities, of the individuals, outweighs the influence of the groups as such, then humanity as a whole, practically, will have passed into a higher, a new stage of evolution, of human history, into what we might even describe as a fifth period of human history. And all this is possible. All this can be achieved. But, it's a very big and a rather terrible but, we may not have very much time left. So it becomes the duty, in this sort of situation, of every thinking human being to take very serious stock of his or her own position. It becomes everybody's duty to give very serious consideration to the view which at least one Buddhist takes of current world problems.